step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for Awesomeo.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM. It's where you can turn big plays into paydays with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. Just sign up using the promo code Awesomeo, make a deposit, and place your first wager. If that bet loses, you will get the amount of your wager back in free bets. Go all in on the action with the king of sportsbooks. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell, because we are talking college football today. And in particular, we're talking college football underdogs.
I want to give a special shout out. We made it to 1,000 subs. We did it. That doesn't mean the work is done, though. So if you're watching, join the movement. I'm calling it a movement. Subscribe to this channel. No doubt about it. We are talking college football. Me and Matt Kajewski got into a lot of picks yesterday. That video is available, but we didn't really touch upon a couple of upset specials, some teams that maybe are under the radar. We're going to say forget the points. Try to take a stab with the money line. I know you have one, and I wanted to ask you before we dive into our picks, what do you kind of look for, not just with college football, but with anything, where you have a spread and you have a money line, where you say, you know what, I think it's worth it to forego the points and actually try for the higher upside payout?
Yeah, it's sort of case dependent. I'm not much of a feel guy, but there's certainly a feel sometimes. You're like, okay, if this team covers, they're going to win. Mm-hmm. So I want to feel, obviously, like this team could just simply win outright and I wouldn't be totally shocked by it. I do like the idea of taking like a partial unit onto the money line, a partial unit onto a spread. But more than anything, I'm just simply looking at it like, if this team wins outright, what is my thought process going to be if that happens? If there's like a, if I look at it, like for my case, you know, my team's at home, but they're slight underdogs, like, okay, they're just going to win a game at home. Like, home field helps a lot. Rarely taking road money line dogs for me. That just doesn't feel like a thing that I get to all that frequently, unless there's a pretty sizable gap between like just general talent or maybe like ranking, where a team is ranked and the other team isn't ranked, so it looks a little bit weirder. But just for me, I like getting to money lines where, and I, as dumb as it sounds, I think they can win.
Look, words to live by there. Money lines, yeah, where you think they can win. Very good. I'm with you. Listen, I totally get what you're saying. For me, the one thing I'll just add before we dive into these picks, there are some teams that I think are pretty high variance where they have less of a chance to cover in relation to winning the game. They're either going to just not have it and probably not cover and get blown out. But if they do have it, they're really at a decent chance to actually win the game. So there's not as much middle ground. Of course, there is always a middle ground. But that's what I always look for, where I say, okay, I think this team has this out specifically. And if they do, I think they have a real chance to win the game. If they don't, I don't think getting 7 or 5 or 10 points is really going to help me, because it's going to be a long day for the squad. So that's how I approached it. I'm going to give you the honor of kicking things off here and giving your upset special college football pick.
Sure. And this one's not going to be all that crazy. I'm not deviating too far from the middle here, but I'm going to the Tennessee Vols plus 120.
You were going to pick them.
Okay, interesting. Against Pitt. So PFF has Pitt, 72nd ranked offense, 32nd ranked defense. Tennessee is basically the inverse, 36 on offense, 67 on defense. Football Outsiders FEI has them both in the 90s for offense, around 30 to 40 for defense. So basically, no matter which source I'm looking at right out of the gate, they're showing me that the teams are basically equal. I like that quite a bit in college football when Tennessee is at home. So why are they getting points at home? I can't take too much away from Pitt's game in week one. They beat a completely inept UMass team. I don't know anyone that would want to go to UMass at all.
Neither
Similarly, I don't think the Tennessee, like, I can't read into beating Bowling Green that they did exactly what they should have done here. So I think Tennessee leans on the home field advantage. I think they can control the clock by grinding their running game. And I think they can match Pitt's defensive efforts. So Josh Heupel moves to 2-0 with the Vols.
Taking a little shot at UMass. I respect that. Tennessee.
For those that don't know, by the way, Ben went to UMass.
I did. I barely know that, but it is true. We're going to find out. Josh Heupel, wildly up-tempo, comes in from UCF. This is going to be a transition year. I'm very, very skeptical of what Tennessee will do. This would be a big stepping stone if they can get this done. Kenny Pickett is a legitimate quarterback for Pittsburgh. He has weapons on the outside. Should be a close competitive game. You're getting plus money. I see where you're going there. I'm not going to be betting Tennessee. I think I'd be on the other side. But again, that's kind of where we're at. Yeah, it is expected to be a close game. Where I'm going, when I say nobody is going here, I mean it. This is going to be an island of my creation. I can't even say it because they're so, so bad. I think that Akron has a chance to win the game at home. Akron has won one game in 2 years. Here we go. They played Auburn in week one. They lost 60-10. They had 36 carries for negative 3 yards. So that isn't good. They need to get the running game going a little bit. They also gave up 300 yards rushing to Auburn on 32 carries. But none of that actually matters. Auburn is a class above Temple, who they play this week. I look at what they did passing the ball. It was actually good. DJ Irons was 13 of 13. Cato Nelson was also somewhat effective. Again, though, I don't really want to reference the stats from last week. It doesn't matter. They played Auburn. They were going to get crushed. What I do like is that Akron is trending in the right direction. They did win a game last year. They return a lot. They have some stability at quarterback. And then they're playing a Temple team that lost 61-14 to Rutgers. That is not exactly instilling a ton of confidence. They looked absolutely lifeless. Their quarterback was 8 of 24 in that game. And Rutgers, I think, is going to be better this year. But let's be real. They're not Auburn. Like, there's no chance they're anywhere in that realm. So I look at this game. I think Temple really struggles this entire season. And we're starting to quickly realize they're an actually legitimate bottom dweller this year. So I look at Akron. If they can stop the run a little bit and get something going, they are at home. The spread tells it all for me. This is just a touchdown spread. And everyone that looks at this game is going to say, oh my God, like what? Akron only a 7-point dog at home. There's a reason for that. And this is where I go back to what I said at the beginning of this video. I feel like if Akron cannot stop the run, it's going to get out of hand. And me getting 7 points is not going to help me at all. If Akron is able to control the line, I actually believe they have the advantage under, you know, with their QB and their skill position players. Plus 225 on the money line is worth a sprinkle. I like a lot of favorites that me and Matt G talked about yesterday, but one of the upset dogs, Akron, gets their second win in as many years.
I can't even
36 carries for negative three. I've never seen that.
Is LeBron going to suit up for them? That might help.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Akron's building something slowly.
Okay. Look,
hey, it's better than backing Tennessee, people. Let me tell you, I would rather go to the grave with the Zips than the Vols. The Vols, get them out of here. I'm not a fan of Tennessee in life.
We'll see how true that is after these games are finished. Thank you guys for watching. This is the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM.
This could be a bad one. Akron's really wildly bad, but...